This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter what they do with De'Aaron Fox or those two draft picks that they have this year, they can win a championship next year.
Yes.
And so it'll be fascinating to watch the entire league react to San Antonio in him.
Yeah.
Similar to what they eventually did with LeBron James. Hmm. And that's a hell of a point. It wasn't once LeBron made the playoffs. It's kind of once he got to the finals. You know, he got to that quick one, but like, you know, once he got there with Miami, he didn't stop going. Mm-hmm. And teams had to, all right, what do we do? Teams had to adjust. I don't know this for a fact, but I have to imagine no player in the history of the NBA got more 60-win coaches fired than LeBron James did. Mike Budenholzer, fired. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Casey, fired. His own coach, Mike Brown, fired. Mike Brown couldn't get over the hump. The other two couldn't stop him. Mm. There's going to be a lot more of that coming up over the next, you know, 10 years or so.
And the thing that always trips me out is with LeBron, even with Steph, when you're trying to match up or combat what just them as a player, you can have James Posey. You can have, I would say J.J. Barrera, but that would be mean. You could have Kawhi Leonard. You could have Andre Iguodala. These guys who aren't LeBron, but they're built specifically to guard him and make his life tough. And I don't want to say you find those guys a dime a dozen, but you can find 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", guys that their only job is to play defense, mm-hmm, and work with him. You can find it. Where are you going to find a 7'2 guy at?
Who can move?
Yeah.
Like move.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we got Rudy Gobert.
Well, Rudy. And the reason why I thought about Rudy, too, because I was thinking about Ant. I was like, man, my boy Ant, like, what's he going to do with all this? I was like, he going to need some backup. And I was like, and then I thought, well, he does have Rudy Gobert there. I was like, damn, I already know what I'm about to say. He can't get rid of Rudy. You can't get rid of him.
KC ready to sign Rudy Gobert to a lifetime contract. Man, what a crazy day this is. This man takes one day off and he comes back and lost his damn mind.
I was going to say, don't we remember the videos of like, oh yeah, this kid Wimby, whatever. He's like 17. He's been working with Rudy Gobert. It's like videos of just him just cooking Rudy.
Like, yeah, he got no shot. Like, even with Rudy, you don't have no shot. Like,
it's over, I guess.
I think Chet might be able to do something. Like, not stop him, but Chet might be able. That might be the matchup.
What about Porzingis if he can breathe?
Yeah, if he can breathe.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to. That's not funny. Stop. That's not funny. I'm worried about your boy.
Keep him on the bench today.
Hey, please. Keep him on the bench till you figure out what's wrong with him.
I don't think he should be playing.
I absolutely don't think he should be playing.
Yeah, this has been going on too long.
Way too long. Yeah. Way too long. And you keep trying. Oh, you keep saying he's ready. Keep trying to throw him out there.
Yeah. Man is not ready to play.
And the Miskata minutes in game six.
Oh, man. Like I said, we're going to get my boy Precious going to come out there and go to work on Kata.
Precious got an ankle injury right now.
Damn.
He needs something. Leezy, you a big Rudy Gobert fan?
Hey, I'm going to say this. Casey has some good points, so you're going
to
need somebody.
I swear to God, dude, why do you keep coming in here bundled up like this? It's like 90 degrees outside.
He's wearing a sweater, too.
At least I got shorts on.
Oh, I don't like wearing shorts.
You're a non-shorts guy.
I can't be showing all that thigh and leg. All right.
So to be fair to Leezy, I did realize, like, I don't think I like wearing shorts to work either. I don't know why. It's just like, I don't know. I also don't have good shorts like you do. You got nice shorts.
I really have nice shorts. I think... One of the shorts that I really like was like I think they were Honor the Gift joints. They were like knit or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Fire, man.
Yeah. Why don't you just get yourself some good shorts?
I don't know what I like.
It's comfortable.
I'm struggling. I'm not a summer fashion guy. I'm more of a fall, winter fashion guy.
I was going to say something, but it would go right over his head. It'd be a waste of time to even say this.
What's up?
I was gonna say you can go right over to Old Navy,
Ron?
get you the sweat shorts.
Have you different been to colors. Old Navy?
I've been to Old Navy, man. Yeah, I was a teenager once.
Not the shopping center, but like you've been inside.
Yeah,
he saw the commercials, bro. Yeah, it went over his head.
I've been inside.
He's like, why would I join the Navy to get shorts?
A week.
They don't know.
Hey, Ross got some good shorts too, right? Ross is still open, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, everybody's funny today.
He's not lying. I got my shorts from Marshalls,
TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
you know when you're like working with like a budget, those are the type of stores you got to hit up sometimes. You know, you can find some good stuff.
It's like when a joke meets reality.
Yeah, I'm a fall winter guy. Summer's a struggle, and I'm kind of I have this weird thing where like with shirts. If they don't fit, like this shirt, this Player Society shirt that I'm wearing, it's like perfect. Mm-hmm. It's baggy enough, but it's not like essentials oversized.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I just walked out of a 2005 music video. Like I feel like, this is it. But like some are too, unless it's a tri-blend, then that joint can be snug and I'll be right. happy. But if it's like a regular cotton shirt,
it gets a little iffy every now and then.
I got a couple designer t-shirts. I don't even like them. Mm. Like, they're not comfortable.
What designer?
It doesn't matter.
No, what designer? Yeah, what designer? What designer sits in your closet?
What are the initials?
The same as Kenny's bag.
Woo! Your bag? How many you got today?
The same as Kenny's bag. It's just like,
that is Dame's bag.
I don't even love this.
Yeah, Mr. Louis Vuitton.
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Wait, I don't even know how to pronounce it because I don't even shop there. Wow.
Yeah, not a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people
do. Hey, relax.
This is really good Cartier with that. Store.
There's one called like Channel or Chanel or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know
him. That's him over there, man. That's him over there. You know who's really good for that, though, who I really like their shirts, is Palm Angels.
Yeah, Palm
is
good.
I really like their fitted shirts.
Oh, their fitted shirts.
No, their fit of shirts.
Oh, their fit. Oh, okay, got you. Got you.
Amiri, they do
that. So for those that aren't familiar with Palm Angels, that's not like an Old Navy brand.
No, but you've got a lot of it.
That's a high-end designer.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of it. That's why I talked to you about it because I know
you brought it up.
Well, because I know you've got a lot.
Okay. Shout out Pro Clubs and the regulars, like us.
No, shout out Pro Clubs. Hey, shout out Polo.
I'll give you
some regular polo.
See, this is a whole
you're
different.
You're going to see me a lot in that
Costco has a 5-for-20 white tees, I believe.
Kirkland? Yeah, I know that brand.
Yeah.
Do you care what your clothes feel like?
Me?
Like the feel of them?
I don't like my collar being loose. As long as that fits, we're good.
Honestly, other than that, we're good.
That actually pisses me off.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
I got this brand I like. It's called like Goodfellow. It's at this place, Target. You know, you get a nice plain tee, plain hoodie. You know, that's all I know.
Shout out to it, humble hearts.
That's the thing with a white tee too. Once the collar goes, you got to get rid of it and get a new one.
For sure.
Shout out Polo.
Now see, they're more fitted. They're like supposed to be like undershirts, but you know. That's where I'm going. Medium, polo,
okay.
White undershirt.
Okay,
a lot of that this summer.
You know what? When I got a little paper in my pocket, there's one place. It's like Zara. That's about as expensive as I can get.
Shout out Zara.
If I'm lucky, you know.
Shout out Zara.
Yeah, it got to be like the first
clothes
of the month.
Don't have to be expensive. They have to like fit your style.
That's true.
Put them joints together to fit how you like to dress.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
You give me a $5 shirt. If it feels good, I'll rock it.
That part.
As long as it don't fall apart after the first time I wash it.
Like, sometimes that's how it's got to be, and then you go get another one.
Well, shout out to those who have the original D'Lo and Casey merchandise, because I'm guessing some of that stuff went in a Goodwill bag.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. You gave me one of them shirts, like, yeah, this isn't comfortable. in the back of the closet.
Nah, the original D'Lo and Casey merch was absolute trash.
Hey, the insiders don't have that problem. I'd be wearing their gear all the time.
I like the off-white T-shirt. The D'Lo and Casey off-white T-shirt, that fits really good. That shirt, where we got that shirt out,
yeah.
I like that one. Especially if you get it big enough.
Yeah.
Like that, I like that.
I
might have to re-up.
Okay.
The blue Bel Air one, that was always clean. That was hard one to come by. I couldn't get that one.
Yeah.
And my coach, Chris Dier, says that we had those free shirts that they shoot from the T-shirt cannon.
Yeah, those. That's exactly what the original D'Lo and Casey merch was. It was like, oh, this, it like, it's cool once, and then you wash it, or like, oh, that thing is gone.
It's over.
It's gone. It took almost a full year of, like, just buying one of, like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This type, one of this type, and just trying to figure out what worked. Yeah. And then I'm glad you like that slightly oversized one, because that was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was so unsure that we put it on the website and didn't tell anybody. I was like, I don't know how this is going
to
work.
Everybody go to the website now, man. Come on now. DeLoneKC.com.
You know, this is a throwback, but that reminds me back in the day, like the old South Pole shirts. Man, they look cool, but then you wash them once or twice, and man, it just becomes like stiff. This is tore up.
We'll come back, man. We'll talk more basketball. It's Leezy Friday. He's hanging out with us. We got our man Eddie Gonzalez coming up in here. The WNBA starts tonight.
Yeah.
Bay Bridge series. I got a question.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. On the other side.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Leezy. Steve and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. One thing we didn't get to earlier this week. Kind of feel better that we didn't. Like, hey, man, that was a really impressive win by the A's against the Dodgers.
Oh, wow.
I think this was the day we launched into that, like, 2.5-hour Kings discussion.
Yeah.
And we just never really talked about, hey, A's beat the Dodgers, man. That was really impressive. Boy, am I glad we didn't do that.
And them boys got slapped up for the next two games.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey. I thought, man, following up with the Yankees series, that's a nice little, I see you.
See guys working. Jacob Wilson had 2 home runs. Mm-hmm. Nick Kurtz. Had
4 or 5?
Yeah, I was like, all right.
What was that?
Yeah.
Nick Kurtz.
Okay. You said it too fast. You got to put that space.
I made sure the Z was there, though, too, so you know what I'm saying, the T and the Z.
Uh-huh.
But Nick?
Kurtz. There we go.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
Speaking of.
Hold on.
Oh,
let me get this one here.
Okay.
Hold on. So, you're Mr. TikTok now.
Well.
I mean, well, you.
Yeah,
it was a good run right around the All Star game.
I ain't done nothing. Kings ain't been playing basketball.
Well,
and, you know, TikTok Ryan or whatever. Do you scroll?
No, I honestly hadn't been on there in a while.
So you haven't seen the redheads are black thing that's trending on TikTok?
No.
Okay.
I seen it, D-Lo, but I kept scrolling. I just read the title and I just kept it moving.
For reasons you might be able to figure out, my TikTok has been flooded with gingers are black.
Yeah? Yeah.
Bro, this is wild. The TikTok is a wild space. You got to make a video, man. You got to get your TikTok popping again, because the gingers are black thing is wild.
So that's the argument that the gingers are black.
Yeah. I think it was started by a black woman who was like, look, I need to tell you guys something. Redheads are black.
Oh, I'm interested. When I get off of work, that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm diving in.
But the crazy part is it's so funny. But then, like, now, I mean, then there's redheads having fun with it. Like, there was this one guy who was like, all right, this is one of the most exciting days of our lives. I just want to go to the cookout. Now, before you get upset, I want to partake in the cookout. And he goes, let me show you my spice cabinet. And he, like, the camera pans out, and he's just got spices everywhere. I think Kyron did a video with this that was pretty funny. And then, but, like, the more serious ones are, like, It's fascinating. Mm. Like, it's really interesting because you hear, like, terms like redheaded stepchild. You hear, like, stuff like
that. I was about
to say,
I think I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I think I understand the argument without even hearing it.
It's actually, like, once I got past the laughter of it, I was like, okay, this is really interesting.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's fascinating. And the fact that black people and redheads are leaning into this is incredible. Black, again, I I think this was started by a black woman.
Okay.
So
okay.
She shows me the video, and it's, I need to tell you guys something. You might not be aware. And then there's just like, I think the hashtag was gingers are black. And then there's just like, now there's God knows how many videos of, then it's redheads like dancing, like this is, and then there's other ones like, okay, listen, don't screw this up. And then black people are like, all right, we get this is a big day for you. Let me remind you, you can't lay out in the sun like we do.
No.
You still need SPF 100. Don't go try to lay in the sun. Don't got to try to do all that. It's a rabbit hole, but it is a fascinating one to fall down.
Okay, yeah. I'm tapped in.
See, we're
I'm tapped in.
We're a couple.
If you need an expert opinion, you know who to call.
See, a couple months ago, this would have hit different for us because we had this Kayvon guy that was redhead.
Oh, shout out Kayvon.
Been a whole thing back then.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll never forget you, Kayvon.
Well, damn shame what happened to him.
Some of us will.
Mike Brown.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Mike Brown forgot him when he was here.
Who?
Hey, Mike, is Kevin cleared to play? I don't know, man. I was in a meeting. I don't know. I was talking to my coaches. Is he? You guys tell me. Never mind, Mike. Sorry, man.
My bad.
Mike was intentionally not trying to find out so he didn't have to play him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey,
Mike was discriminatory towards a redhead. That's the whole thing. Gingers are black.
He said, hey, Mike, wanted to give you an update on Kevin. So don't tell me anything. I don't want to know. Last I heard, he was unavailable. That's where we're going to keep it. So, don't tell me.
So if I don't know he's available, I can't play him.
Can't play him.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy.
You want to talk to your boy Mitch real quick? Don't forget what you were going to say.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I ain't heard from Mitch in a while.
Mitch, what's up, baby?
How you doing, guys? What's the rush? What's the quick? Got a hot date?
No rush. What? I just hadn't heard from you in a while, Mitch.
What?
Well, happy belated Mother's Day to you all. To your mothers out there, everybody out there, okay? Including the roast room, chat room, rather. Excuse me. First of all, the Knicks, they better win tonight because they're going to be in the same predicament that Oklahoma is. If Oklahoma doesn't win, they get 2 days off. Now, it can't be every other day. It's 2 days for each for game between 6 and 7. So, Oklahoma, they lose the second round again 2 years in a row. And this, it's a bit of a choke job, Buffalo Bill style.
Oh, wow.
And what's with San Antonio's got some talent. They got 3 good guards. I think they're going to draft Ace Bailey. Probably get another big guy with the 14th pick. They're definitely making the playoffs. Those 3 teams are definitely making the playoffs. Definitely. Dallas, that was a nice checks in the mail, right?
Yeah.
Sixers, they're very healthy, even Boy George. And one more thing, this is for Casey. The Giants are playing quite well. Third place, right? Do I got that right?
Don't start with me, Mitch. We're going to smack y'all up when we see y'all, I think, in about 2-3 weeks. You know what I mean? Ohtani got position players striking him out. What you think Logan Webb going to do?
That was a solid call. Good job, Mitch. Mitch.
It was good till the end.
Yeah. speaking of baseball, Casey, I want to give you your gift.
What is
this? There you go.
You know I work here too, right?
The gifts I'll be wanting to get you, I can't find. Like a Westbrook Nuggets jersey, they don't exist, brother.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. Geez. Don't waste your money on that. Yeah. I love Russ. Don't waste your money
don't
on
do
that.
It.
Shout out, Leezy. He got me a collector's pin from the Yankees A's series weekend.
I know Casey loves New York, so
you were working,
yes,
right?
I'm always working. I don't ever stop working, brother. Right. I'll never get a day off.
Shout out Lee.
But he was on the field.
I was on the field. It was crazy. I was out there once again. My boy Aaron Lee. He's doing the national anthem.
He's out there next week.
He's here tonight.
Oh,
yeah. He's there working tonight.
Kind of messed that up.
No, it's okay. But, so anyways, he was doing the national anthem. He said, hey, we need somebody to film it. He said, Leezy, you the guy for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go. And it was a fun experience. I've only been to 2 baseball games. I was at the A's opener here in Sacramento and now the Yankees game. And they're both blowouts. But before the game started, it was fun. It was amazing.
Feels like most games that happen in Sacramento are some sort of a blowout.
One way or another.
Yeah. So... A's and Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Is the name dead?
No, I think it's always going to be there. I think it's always going to be there. The Bay Birch theories. Even though it's not
don't make any sense.
It might be that when they get to Las Vegas still.
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, if you're doing it in Sacramento, you might as well do it in Las Vegas.
Well, no, you can't do that in Las. That's not even a thing anymore.
It's not a thing now.
It's sort of maybe.
The Major League Baseball and the official writers for their website aren't going to call it the Bay Birds Series anymore. The people will. The people will. Like, maybe even a radio host be like, "Oh, Bay Birds Series tonight," or "The ghost of the Bay Birds." It's always going to be referred to.
Any time to move on?
So this situation is a little different than maybe anything we've ever seen.
I feel like if they get to Vegas, you for sure got to let that go. Sacramento's like, I don't know, they're temporary here, so it's whatever. You can still hold on to it, I feel.
I think it's still going to be called the Bay Birds Series.
I feel like it will be too. I just don't think it should be.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, that's Las Vegas' team, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I guess, I don't know.
I don't disagree that nostalgia logistically, or... like, no, it's not that anymore. But that's
wouldn't
what
you
it's
be offended
be
by that too if you were like an Oakland A's fan? If you're one of those, like, if you're like Roddy is with the Raiders, you're like, I'm out on this. If you wouldn't you be like upset? If you were in Oakland, wouldn't you be upset if the Las Vegas A's came to San Francisco and called it the Bay Bridge Series?
Once again, if they called it that, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody official is going to call it the Bay
but
Bridge
who's Series. So who's going to call it that?
Like, the Bay Bridge Series tonight, like me talking to Leezy. Bay Bridge Series tonight.
It's going down.
Like, that's what the people are going to call it. I think they're going to call it that for, I don't want to say eternity, but for a long time.
They play during the 4th of July, right?
Would it be the Causeway Classic if Davis moved to Fairfield?
Like, some people would still call it that. But once again, it wouldn't be advertised as that. The official name for this stuff wouldn't be, like, the A's wouldn't put it on their website. Or, excuse me, Davis wouldn't put it on their website. Sac State wouldn't put it on their website. Mm-hmm. But the people,
they're going to talk about
it. Causeway.
Yeah, it's going to get referenced.
Yeah, that's how we're going to talk about it when we talk about the game. I think that's what's going to happen here. This situation is... it's kind of unique, though. The A's are going to come back to San Francisco with the ghost of Oakland A's past.
Yeah.
Still real.
Yeah.
It's
not even a ghost yet, though.
That too?
Like, it's still. Yeah, it's.
I think we're going to see some crazy stuff in the stands today. And I don't mean crazy like... nothing nefarious, but like, you're going to see a bunch of sale flags. Yeah. You're going to see, like, a statement is going to be trying to be made out there all weekend long.
I agree.
I think you're going to see that every time they come back to San Francisco. If they move to Las Vegas and they come back to San Francisco, I think you're going to see that.
People going to show up and let their voice be heard.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yeah.
And I say it's something maybe we hadn't seen before, because I don't feel like you'll see that as much with the Niners and Raiders when the Raiders come back. The Raiders,
what do you mean? You mean the
yeah, I don't think it'll be like the ghost of the Oakland Raiders coming to Levi Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it'll be Raider
fans. I don't think so either, because I think Raider fans are just used to them kind of bouncing around.
Yeah, it could be the case.
Like, they've been LA, they've been Oakland a couple of times, and now they're Las Vegas.
And I could be speaking out of turn, Roddy. I know my man, my cousin Ramel, he's a big Raiders fan, part of Raider Nation. I should ask them. But I don't feel like when the Raiders come to Levi Stadium, Raider fans are like, let's go to this game and make a statement that they should have never left Oakland and do all this other stuff. They're just going to be like, Raiders are here. I'm supporting the Raiders. Like, I'm going to enjoy this game just like they would any other road game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't think that happens anywhere else. The one place we may see it, and I don't even think we will, is if the Sonics come back in Thunder games. Like, that would be
– But even then,
the Thunder – what would be the equivalent? But if the Thunder don't come to Seattle, or I don't think – they come to Portland, I don't think there's like a bunch of Sonics fans Sonics coming back to these Portland Trailblazers games. So I feel like this
also that scenario, was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. So, I wonder if they did that initially though.
And that's what I was wondering. Is there a point where this scenario that you're presenting, which I do think is very, very real for tonight, and I think it's gonna be very real for a while, but is there a point where it's not?
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, it feels like it's a
5-year thing.
It feels like at a certain point. Well,
maybe just 1 year.
Well, I don't think it's 1 year.
I don't think so either.
Because I think it's going to happen as long as they're in Sacramento. Mm.
Yeah.
And I think it'll absolutely happen the first year they're in Las Vegas. Mm. But after that, then what? Because now we're talking like 4 years. Mm. Maybe five.
Yeah.
Maybe the Las Vegas year never happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I don't know when it dies. At some point, like, I feel like it does.
If they didn't go to Vegas and they stayed in Sacramento, do you think it continues for a longer period of time?
No, I think it's shorter. Well, no, it's not shorter. I think it ends when
abruptly, like as soon as they say we're not going to Vegas.
And it's like, no, these are the Sacramento A's.
Yeah.
That is.
See, I think it might extend that whole energy, because if they don't go to Las Vegas,
man, that's a good point.
They'll be like, "You should have never left. Why are you down in Sacramento?"
And Sacramento took them when they didn't have. If that stupid ass Vivek Ranadive had just stayed in his lane, then we could have. They would have been forced to stay in Oakland, and the team would still be here.
They're closer. It's not as much out of sight, out of mind.
They're right there. Yeah,
they could be. Yeah, it'd be venomous.
It could be, yeah. Mm. Might want to build a new stadium, though, if we're going to do that.
Yeah, you definitely got to do that. Replace the shit.
Not even going to be the Sacramento A's. It's going to be the Sky River A's.
Hey, wait.
The Sky River Casino A's.
Sky's the limit. Yeah. Sky's the limit. Let's go.
21 and over. Sky River Casino.
Still go A's tonight. I mean, still go Giants tonight.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
You know, I got love for the A's. That's not nothing crazy, but not tonight. I need the Giants. Giants got to get the win tonight.
So you're A supporter, Giants fan.
Giants fan, A supporter. I'll have a decision. Well, I'm always going to be a Giants fan, but I will turn into an A's fan as well if they ever permanently become the Sacramento A's. But right now, I'm just a supporter. I want to see them do well. Mm-hmm. If they're not playing the Giants, I'll be
Dodgers.
Out there. What the hell?
Oh, whoops. Sorry. My bad. What
the hell?
Oh, I was just making sure.
What's this guy talking about?
He's about to get thrown out.
I'm sorry. I listen too much. Jason Jones is corrupting me.
Yeah, man. Like, don't listen. I tell you, man. Just listen to me. I'm going to tell you the real. So, if it's not the Giants, you know, yeah, I want to see the A's do well. Cool. A's win.
Yeah.
I did go to the Yankees game in a Yankees hat. The whole family was in the Yankees.
No one's surprised by this. No.
I just
you're not
to see,
Sacramento.
I just wanted to see a good game, so you're I wouldn't. But I did have the Yankees hat on.
Oh, wow.
The family. I had to go with the family.
Hey, see, I thought I was going to see you on
Mother's
the field.
Day.
I thought you'd be on the field.
Why do you always blame the family for stuff?
Well,
you are
Yankees fans.
Oh,
they
and
are
how
Yankees
did that
fans.
Happen? Jasmine. How did you lose with every battle when it comes to Reese?
No.
What kind of father
he's
are
a Niner.
You?
He's a Niner fan. He did the Warriors
thing.
He's a thing.
Yankees fan and a Warriors
he did
fan.
The, so here's what happened. He did the Warriors thing on his own. Like, he just went
no,
rogue.
I think I know who. I think I knew who had a helping hand in that.
Well.
He ain't rogue.
It's 30. It's 30.
Well, his grandma.
She don't really influence that way. It's 30.
Oh.
It was 30.
Does he hate Luke Walton?
He should.
Because if he hates
he
Luke
should.
Walton, then I'm blaming Sherilyn.
That would be her doing. Yeah. But
Lord knows you don't.
Can't come to our turkey.
Shout out Luke, man. Shout out to my boy Luke. But the basketball thing he did on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to have influence on baseball and football. And then he was going with the Yankees originally. I said, look, you can go over there with the Yankees, but you got to be a Niners fan. I'm not going to have you having nothing of mine.
Who's his favorite player on the Niners?
I'm
checking.
I mean, he really liked Debo. He really likes Brandon Ayuk.
Does he even like football?
Not really. Not like he just
so like, okay,
he,
Dad. I don't even care about this sport.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fun.
Yeah.
Be a Niners.
Yeah,
fan.
He's not a big football.
Didn't even
fan.
Win.
But he roots hard for the 49ers. But really, only playoff time.
See, that's like me with baseball. Yeah. During during playoff time, I'm like, all right, I'm tuning in. That's when I'm locked in. But regular season, I'm like,
Niners. Now, that's the one where I put my foot down. I said, I don't care what the hell you're talking about anywhere else. You will be a Niners fan. And I don't want to hear nothing else about it no more for the rest of your life.
I mean, low-key, it could be easy becoming a Niners fan because Raiders, they have their issues. Chargers, like what?
Well, Leezy, first of all,
what's up?
What the hell are you even talking about when it comes to fandom?
Had the choice.
What is it?
I have free will.
You've got no loyalty to anything.
I've always been loyal to my Eagles.
Apologize to Pat Riley? Do you
want
to apologize?
What?
For making the right decision.
No.
For making the right damn decision.
What did the Heat do without Jimmy Butler this season?
What did Jimmy Butler do?
He went to the second round.
With Steph Curry, had to do things by himself like he would have had to done in Miami, folded like a deck of cards.
Okay, Miami, they didn't want to pay Jimmy to get. Who are they going to get? They're not going to get Giannis. You got Tyler and Bam. What are they doing? You're building around Wiggins and Davion Mitchell? Good luck.
I know who they're not tied up with the cap with, and that's Jimmy Butler, and that's the right decision.
The guy who dragged them to the finals twice, one time as an 8 seed. Yeah, don't pay that guy.
That's fine. If I'm Pat Riley and I'm the Heat organization, I appreciate what you've done. That doesn't mean I have to pay it forward.
Yes, you do. Pay that man for what he did.
So let me ask you.
I think that's reserved for very, very few. I'm a mediator here.
I'm turned up.
Is there a scenario where everyone was right? I asked you this before. Jimmy Butler's value to the Golden State Warriors might not be the same as it was to Miami for the reasons that Leezy just laid out. There's not enough there. Like bringing Jimmy back, I don't even know what that would have done, especially at that cap number. Mm-hmm. But Golden State being brilliant with their asset management and desperate to get Steph Curry another championship, saw Jimmy as 56, whatever the cost is. He works here, and the sample size we have shows that it's absolutely right.
Extraordinary.
Asking him to step in and be the one is tough with that roster. I thought the roster was a little bit better than they performed without Steph, but their entire universe centers around Steph.
Yeah.
And when you don't they left Draymond Green out there even after he hit threes. dude, keep shooting because history says you can do this maybe once.
Yeah.
And he had that game. I can't remember which one it was where he scored 8 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they're all little mid range, little step up. Little did that. And then when they started having him shoot threes, what happened?
Airball.
They're we don't have to guard you, dog. We're going to make, I don't care if Jimmy's sick. I don't care if his hip hurts. I don't care what's wrong with him. He's getting nothing. Mm. Now, you don't have Steph. Your little buddy over here, Pods, he's scared to death.
Pods didn't do nothing.
Steve Kerr might hate your second best or your third best player over there because he's on the bench. Mm. Y'all are worried about his mental development and the fact that he can get out here and score points for you. And then I'm just not checking for Moses Moody or anybody else. So
Steve
y'all ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Yeah. Steve wasn't even playing him.
Yeah.
Moses Moody.
I've been screaming about that forever, about Kuminga and his situation with the Warriors. I don't know why Steve Kerr hates him. I don't know what the issue is.
The dialogue that came out yesterday around Kuminga is just bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just trade him, man. Y'all seem to hate this young man's guts. Get him out of there.
You don't believe in him. You don't think that he is a key cog in what you're trying to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
As far as winning moving forward, yeah, trade him.
Yeah, well.
Well, someone's going to take him. He was ready. When they called it, he was ready.
He could be the centerpiece for a sign and trade that shifts the Warriors' offseason a little bit.
So I will say this, though, about Kuminga. I think he's talented. I think he can score. I think Steve Kerr could have done a better job with him and found a way to incorporate him into what they were doing. With that being said, I said this last year when the Kings were playing them in a play-in game. If Kuminga's going off and scoring, okay. Like, I don't think Kuminga can beat me. Mm. He can score as much as he wants to.
Alone?
Yeah, so if he's out there on the floor and he's getting, we saw it in this series, if he's getting 25,
but he was doing that without Steph.
I'm going to make sure Steph don't score. I will let.
No, you're not.
I'm going to. Well, that's the
game plan. That's what every team in the league
but
says.
But that's the game plan. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Is Kuminga. We saw it in the playing game. I'm not going to overreact to Jonathan Kuminga hitting 5 shots in a row. Like, all right. Yeah. You keep scoring. Because if you keep scoring, that means he's not scoring or he doesn't have the basketball. And
but it doesn't matter. You keep scoring. Steve's going to bench you anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It don't matter if he plays good or bad. Steve just has a short rope.
I think every opponent knows the – Steve don't even like Jonathan Kuminga. Whatever Jonathan Kuminga does, who cares?
He can come out there, hit back-to-back threes. Kerr be like, pull him. Hey, come stay next to me.
Draymond. Go get him.
Let's go, Dre. I got to go with my vets, my people who have the experience.
This is unfair. This is unfair to Jonathan Kuminga, I understand.
Or, as T.O. would say,
I fire. Thank you. I fire.
I can't believe I had to call for it.
Stephen Brown says, though, Kuminga is empty calories. I kind of feel like he is.
Stephen Brown don't know nothing.
Has Kuminga's had big scoring games. Have we ever been like, yo, Kuminga, man, he did his thing, or he combined with Steph on, he'll score 22 and it feels like it has no bearing on the outcome.
The thing is, he don't get that many opportunities. So his when he does have games, it's spaced out. You know, yeah, we don't get to see him consistently.
Didn't he have three games like that in this series?
Well,
yeah, but they were all when it felt like the series was over. Like he didn't even play. I don't think he played a minute of basketball when Steph was there. That might be a slight exaggeration, but I don't think he played real minutes.
How do I put this? And I know we got to go in a second, but let's just say he had.
Hold that. Hold that thought. We'll come back. You sticking around?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Okay. Steelo and Casey. Eddie Gonzalez coming up in about 30 minutes. Steelo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
That's a guy. Stepped all over him. Real quick, we were talking about the Chatty House for a quick second.
Yeah.
Love the Chatty House.
Of course.
Love the Chatty House, man. It is essential to what we do.
Yep.
Well, they some haters in there.
Yeah.
They hate everything. Yeah. They hated Mike Woodson being the assistant coach. They said, God, no.
Mike Woodson is great. His time with the Knicks? Come on.
Wait a minute. What did he do to anybody?
He's a good, experienced head coach.
I think Kings fans are just a little sour right now. That's all it is.
Okay. I understand.
I think we want everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
And we don't know what perfect is.
Yeah.
And this is where the Chatty House really gets crazy. They can't agree on it. like we can't agree on what is what we should be doing, meaning the Kings.
And it don't matter what direction you take. You could be like, oh, I'm a person that likes LaMelo. Oh, no, he don't play defense. Oh, I like Trae Young. Oh, he's too small. Oh, Zion, he's never healthy. It don't matter what we talking about, man. And I was telling D'Lo at the break, all these players, they have flaws, but if you surround them with the right people, which we always talk about, then they can be successful. Mm-hmm. I brought up the point about SGA. Yeah, he's the MVP, but you got Lu Dort playing defense behind him. You got Alex Caruso playing defense behind him. Hartenstein. Same thing with SGA and that's the one. Jaden Daniels playing defense behind him. Rudy Gobert, all these guys. You surround them with the right pieces, they can be successful. So you got to have the right roster.
For sure. For sure. So the thing about Jonathan Kuminga, and before we left, I was just saying, like, I think he's talented. I would take him on the Kings because he's young. Maybe there's some untapped potential. Maybe there's somebody that just hasn't been able to get through to him to be able to do some different things, like be a high-level defender or rebounder or whatever. That may be what's going on, right? So I would take him on the Kings. But I also can't shake the feeling that I've always had about him that he is, Stephen Brown said it, it's kind of empty calories.
Mm.
And hear me out a little bit. I'm not saying he's this guy or anything else like that, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But Steph goes down in game one of the Minnesota series. Jonathan Kuminga comes in there and he does around the same amount of point totals that Steph Curry would do. In the four games, he averaged, I think I did the math, it's like 24.5. Steph could have averaged 27, 28, 29. Like, I understand that. But it's not like Steph was averaging 28 and Kuminga came in there and averaged 10 and I'm comparing it to. Like, it's in the same ballpark. In the previous series, the Rockets series, Steph averaged 24 for that series. Did it ever feel like his 24 points a night had any impact on whether or not they were going to win?
Kuminga's?
Yeah.
No. But this was
He was scoring, he was shooting, but it was like, all right, like you're not any closer to winning.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, you combine that production with Steph Curry there, now you're cooking. But Steph ain't always going to be there, right? And if he's going to be a guy that a lot of people think he might be, or he even thinks he can be, it's just weird how those point totals don't seem to affect winning or losing of. Of that team.
Would you take into consideration the series, though? Because, like, the Rockets compared to the T-Wolves, I know Rockets had a better record, but T-Wolves, I feel like, are better based on their size and their defense and their experience.
For sure. And I mean, without Steph, the T-Wolves were a clear favorite,
in my opinion,
to win that series once he went down. But I'm just thinking about, like, just the – this is you can't put it into a math equation or anything else like that. I'm watching the game. He's got, you know, Let me find one of the games here. What was the game he hit his first 8 shots? That was game 2, I think it was.
Game 2. What game did Steph get hurt? Was it one?
Okay. Yeah.
He comes in here, hits his first 8 shots. Did anybody think they were winning that game? He's going off.
Yeah,
he's
but cooking. That's not because of him.
The loss and everything isn't because of him, but it's not like...
You're saying he had no impact?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying it didn't make a difference, yeah.
I'm not saying he affected winning or losing. Like, it wasn't his fault they lost, but it didn't feel like he was going to propel them. It never felt like he was going to propel them to winning that series.
Yeah, he wasn't getting them over the hump. And honestly, you know, with the Warriors, we used to talk about two timelines all the time, you know, with their young guys like Moody and Kuminga, Jordan Poole at one time. Mm-hmm. And the frustrating thing for me watching the Warriors is, like, you got to give those guys those opportunities. So when these moments like this happen, they're ready. Mm-hmm. Kuminga hasn't been given those opportunities. So when his time came, yeah, he got some points, but he could have been, I don't know, he could have been better in the series. Like you said, this could have been a big moment for him.
He played good. This is more of my thought of when I watch him play. Mm. And maybe this is the frustration that Steve Kerr has and everybody has. Like, yeah, you can score. Like, you can get points. Mm. That's not, nobody's ever saying that you can't do that, Jonathan. But what are you doing to impact whether we win or lose in the game? Are you, you had 30 in game 3. And I'm not blaming him, but you had 30 in game 3. Maybe if you had 22, but you were able to stop Ant in that fourth quarter, we could put you on Ant and you lock him up, get some rebounds, something like that. Yeah. We couldn't rebound. We couldn't keep Gobert off the boards. If you were a guy that instead of 30 had 22 and 7 rebounds every night, maybe that might impact a little bit more.
If I got to stall him out a little bit, I think that's a tough position to put him in when you've just kind of been wishy-washy with how he plays all year.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we're in a position. We've lost Steph. You know, Jimmy's hobbled with whatever. He's sick, his hip, like whatever. Not only do we need you to go score for us, we also need you to be our second best defender.
Yeah. And you've been getting
DMPs. And I know you haven't been playing, but that's what I'm going to need you to do.
Yeah. That's my point. He could have been better prepared for the moment if Kerr trusted him more instead of it being like this in case emergency glass they broke. Like, oh, we need somebody. Kuminga, save us. It's like you could have had him ready.
But maybe the reason why you couldn't get him ready is because his mind isn't there. His mind is, what's the problem? I had 23. I had 30.
Yeah.
What's the issue? You look at me. I had 30. Why won't you play me? The mentality might not be where it's supposed to be. The mentality, Steve could be telling him, yeah, you can get 30, but I need you to get 18 and be a rebounder, be a defender. Casey, like, focus more energy on that.
You know what's funny, Casey? This sounds more like a Jordan Poole conversation than Kuminga, but I get what you're saying, though. It's not always about scoring. It's about all the little things you can do. Like you said, boxing out, getting a stop on Ant, just doing the little things besides just be like, oh, I got my points.
In the game 3, he had 30 points, 6 rebounds. I thought he played really good in that game, just watching him play. So he did really well there. The next two games, 23 points in game 4, 26 in game 5, a combined 3 rebounds.
Mm.
They're getting beat up on the offensive boards.
Well,
they don't have any type of interior defense. He's not a small guy. What is he, like 6'7"?
But you're going up against Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle. You got two big dudes you got to fight for boards. And Ant gets his, too.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing because they're not going up against.
Also, Rudy, he's Gobert, the de facto center?
No, but that's not necessarily like where, like, you don't have to play. I'm not saying you don't know this, but you don't have to play center to get rebounds. You start crashing the boards.
Yeah.
Like, we need gang rebounding right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say, oh, Draymond's on Rudy, he got to do a better job, or Jimmy fighting off Julius, he got to do a better job. Like, no, these dudes fighting, they're undersized. I need to go in there and crash the boards.
Yeah, get yours too, yeah.
You know, I need to. And some of it, I understand, like, having them prepared in that argument. Some of it is like, I feel like some of it is your mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I shouldn't have to have you prepared to have the mentality of, this is what's going to keep me on the floor. I will say this about Steve Kerr, and he looks bad.
Yes.
He did not play him for a reason or for no reason. Like, he was seeing stuff. I don't know what it is that said, I can't. This guy isn't giving me what I need right now.
Kerr sometimes is funny, though. Like, what do we say during the Olympics? He wasn't playing Tatum. And we know how good Tatum is. So sometimes Kerr just has these things with players when he won't play them.
But once again, Tatum may not have been giving Kerr what he needed.
Tatum's a great player, brother. He's a top five player.
He is a great player. But if Tatum, and I'm not saying this happened, but if Steph scoring, KD scoring, LeBron is scoring, yeah. Ant is scoring, Embiid's scoring, and I need a guy that's just going to
do the dirty
Devin
work.
Booker did.
Derek White.
Devin Booker. No,
Devin Booker was the one.
Yeah. Devin Booker's a scorer. Absolutely. Devin Booker said, this is my path
Devin
to getting
Booker's
on the floor.
Biggest, best performance of his career with the Olympics.
He,
absolutely.
He said, this is how I play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a 25-point-per-game scorer, but guarding somebody full court is how I'm going to get on the court. So
that's what I got to do.
So be it. And I'm not saying Tatum wasn't willing to do that or nothing or Kuminga, but maybe that's what happened.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, he'll be the centerpiece of I think, of the Golden State Warriors offseason.
Yes.
I think he could be the centerpiece of a fascinating offseason because we, you know, it's like 6 degrees of separation with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, who can put together the best proposal for Giannis? Giannis, you know, whatever him and his team are doing, whatever him and the Bucks are doing, like, how real is, you know, the possibility? It's starting to feel like this happens a little bit more often, I think, than we realize. I mean, I think we've heard things. Not that Giannis is exploring opportunities outside of Milwaukee. Maybe to steal a Sacramento line. I think Domas has sought clarity a time or two from the Milwaukee Bucks organization. So what's happening? Has sought clarity from the Milwaukee Bucks organization, which
can't blame him.
I think that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it's just being reported in a different way. But I think everything starts with Giannis. Mm-hmm. And then it trickles down to the real and the possible.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant feels like he's going to play for another team other than the Phoenix Suns next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I said it. God, it would be amazing if it was Oklahoma City. But Trey,
mm-hmm.
Ja,
Zion.
What direction are these teams going with these guys? Because that's a lot of stars that could potentially be on the move, and probably only a handful of teams, at least of those players that we named, there's probably only a handful of teams that could realistically go get them, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City's obviously one of them. Golden State is one of them. Spurs. Houston is one of them. San Antonio could land like two of them if they wanted
anybody.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
San Antonio could put together some sort of like all-star team. Like real all-star team with the draft capital. I was thinking about this yesterday, too. I think I read something about the Spurs in that number two pick and how they're happy.
They're
they
great.
Love it.
They're in the best position right now. Like you said, they can do anything they want.
Watch the other one, though.
What's up?
That other pick that they have.
Oh, 14?
Yeah, maybe that's something that they package with guys that we talked about during the De'Aaron Fox stuff. Maybe it's something they actually package with De'Aaron Fox. Like, mm-hmm. I think that 14 pick could wind up being for teams that want to get into the draft this year,
mm-hmm.
like Sacramento, who's out of it, Phoenix is out of it,
yes,
or teams that just need more picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.